This is absolutely a feast or famine industry regarding getting and applying for jobs. And the reason for this feast or famine is usually to do with oil prices and government grants, things like that. It's whether or not they're going to go ahead with opening a well and building all the construction work associated with it. Now, it usually costs billions. It's like $20 to $50 billion. Whenever there's a massive decrease in oil price or government grants, things like that, instantly you're going to see drilling just stop. That's the first industry that gets hit. The other thing that gets hit, but just on a slower, longer scale, is the construction projects. From having a well in the ground, or several wells and a field in the middle of the sea, then they have to build everything. They have to build the refinery plant on shore. They need to build the pipelines going out to sea. And there's a lot in pipelines, by the way, regarding all the different manifolds, all the connections, all the umbilicals, things like that. Then there's the rig that's offshore that's going to be like a separation pumping facility that's there and also regulating the pressure coming out of the well. And because they stopped, it has a massive impact on the ecosystem around it. So for the next 5 years, all the different service companies and construction companies, things like that, they will start making people redundant. And then when it comes back up, they will just hire them back in again. And then there's going to be a huge boost in contract workers because the huge amount of work that just comes back in at the same time, it just leaves a lot of room for let's say, new starts or if you're looking for a job. That's a good time.